Nolte, New York Times debunks CNN's fake school shooting statistics. By John Nolte on May 16, 2019. The far-left New York Times published a report that thoroughly debunks CNN's fake school shooting statistics. CNN, a fake news outlet that stokes violence and spreads conspiracy theories, has broadcast and published a series of provably false statistics over the past week involving school shootings. In an effort to stop the spread of fake news, the CNN reports and video will not be linked or embedded here. Among other lies, CNN claims there have already been 15 school shootings in the first 19 weeks of 2019, 336 school shootings since 2008, and 35 school shootings since last fall. The Daily Wire reports that two of CNN's most left-wing commentators, Brooke Baldwin and Chris Cuomo, who pose as objective news anchors, have been running emotionally driven propaganda on their basement-rated shows as a means to spread these lies. To begin with, as my colleague A.W.R. Hawkins pointed out Wednesday, in a cynical effort to deliberately deceive news consumers and inflate its absurd claim of 15 school shootings in 2019, CNN counted an incident involving a pellet gun, a drug deal gone bad in a school parking lot after dark, an accidental discharge in a dorm room, and a kid shot in the hand on a school bus by a person who probably wasn't even on the bus. In fact, if you use the legitimate definition of a school shooting, the FBI's definition in which an assailant is actively engaged in killing or attempting to kill people on school property or inside school buildings, there have been exactly two school shootings this year. As far as CNN's laughable claim of 336 school shootings since 2008, the New York Times reports that there have been only 111 school shootings over the last 50 years, and 16 of those did not result in anyone being killed or injured. Other things CNN refuses to report are the studies that show U.S. schools overall are safer today than they were in the early 1990s, and there is not an epidemic of such shootings. Researchers at Northeastern University say mass school shootings are extremely rare, that shootings involving students have been declining since the 1990s, and four times as many children were killed in schools in the early 1990s than today. There is not an epidemic of school shootings, said James Allen Fox, the Lippmann Family Professor of Criminology, Law, and Public Policy at Northeastern. He said more children die each year from pool drownings or bicycle accidents. Last week, CNN averaged only 568,000 viewers throughout the day, about 800,000 fewer than Fox and 350,000 fewer than MSNBC. The embattled network has already axed over 100 staffers this year and still shows no sign of even wanting to recover from more than 5 years of spreading some of the biggest hoaxes in the news media's history. The Trayvon Martin hoax. The Hands Up, Don't Shoot hoax. The Russia collusion hoax. The Brett Kavanaugh serial rapist hoax. The Covington High School boys hoax. And now, CNN's credibility problems are so severe, its ideological allies at the New York Times are publishing reports debunking its fake news. Nevertheless, keeping CNN afloat are the 89 million suckers who don't watch CNN but still subsidize its hate, calls to violence, and lies through their cable bills. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.